Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. When we are born into this world, our parents give us names. And our given names are written on our birth certificates. So, a birth certificate certifies that we were given live birth and a name at a certain time and place. The certificate certifies life until death comes, when a new certificate, a death certificate, certifies a new status. We are talking here, of course, about our physical status in this world. The government, the kingdom of the left, has authority over such certifications. All who live in this world, believers and unbelievers, are citizens of the kingdom of the left, the kingdom that is governed by civil authorities established by God to provide for order and peace in the world, so that the gospel of Jesus Christ can be preached and taught. Jesus sent the 72 disciples out into the world to prepare the way for his coming. He gave them power to cast out demons. When they returned, they verified that the authority Jesus gave them to cast out demons was real and effective. But Christ told them not to rejoice in the authority he gave them to rule over spirits in this world, but to rejoice that their names are written in heaven. Just as our names are written on birth certificates when we are born physically into this world, so also our names are written in heaven when we are reborn spiritually by God's performative, creative word as it is poured on us in the waters of holy baptism. Jesus is not talking about the kingdom of the left, as he ends his discourse in Luke 10. He is talking about those who are citizens of the kingdom of the right, God's power hand, Christ's church, which exists to extend forgiveness to repentant sinners. Jesus tells the disciples not to rejoice in casting out demons. Instead, he says, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Jesus is using the present perfect tense. Dear ones, your names are written in heaven now. And that writing has enduring, lasting results. We know of no condition that can change or erase your status as a spiritually alive person in the kingdom of God, except for unbelief, which is spiritual death. Unbelief, we call it the unforgivable sin, but it's really not a sin, for if it were a sin, it would be paid for by Christ and forgiven. Unbelief is the only thing that is unforgivable. So then, what about sin? Can we just go and sin and sin and sin and not be concerned about it? And the answer to that is a big old no, of course. Unrepentant sin leads to unbelief, which is unforgivable. If you are a sinner like myself, many of the things you have done and continue to do are sinful and bother you. We are sinful. God is holy. And when we stand before God on our own because of our sin, our proverbial gooses are cooked. When we stand before God on our own as sinners, he is holy. Our gooses basically are cooked. By his holiness, by the power of his holiness, we have bought into the things of this sinful, fallen world. We have bought the lies of the devil. We have let our flesh dominate our thinking. At times, our corrupted flesh rules our soul and spirit and body. We are sinners, and the devil knows how we really are behind those closed doors. We know how we really are behind those closed doors. And God knows how we really are behind those closed doors. The devil says, don't worry about it. No big deal. Don't worry about it. We say to ourselves and to God, everyone does it. God has made me this way, so why should I repent? But God, knowing how we really are, how you are, how I am, says, repent. God says, sinner though you are, I love you. I have given my son for you. Be sorry for your sins. Confess them. And receive my forgiveness and mercy. And dear ones, God's word is what counts. To heck with what the devil says. To heck with what our sinful voices say. It is God's word that counts. And his word says that our names are written in heaven. Have you ever seen those skywriting airplanes like at the beach? Fly overhead. What would it be like to look up and see one of those planes writing your name in the heavens? Probably be a nice feeling for a few minutes. Wouldn't last very long, depending on how strong the wind is. But even with no wind, in a few minutes, your name would disappear, dissipate. But your names are written in heaven now and for eternity. The present perfect tense describes a condition that exists now and has enduring results. The payment for the writing of your name in heaven has been paid for forever, not just for a few minutes written pie in the sky, but it's been paid for forever with the sinless blood of your Lord. Your names are written in heaven forever. There is no wind that can erase it. To the contrary, the winds of the Holy Spirit embraces your name. They embrace your name and protect your name against all threats. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Believe it. Believe it. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God, kingdom of the right. You are forgiven. You're a member of that kingdom forever. Jesus said, believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved. You believe, you are baptized, you are saved. And Jesus said, you must be born of water and the Spirit. And you've been born of water and the Holy Spirit in the waters of holy baptism. God has even placed his triune name on you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, marking you, putting his mark on you as his property. Like the disciples, your names are written in heaven. You will see with your own eyes when you get there. But for now, believe it. Take comfort in it. Even rejoice in it. I am that I am, Yahweh, the triune God, the only true and living God, is your God. You are his people. Thanks be to God for all that he has done for you in Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.